Thank you for listening to today's Daily Insight. Men Are Forged, we're about bridging the confidence gap in emerging leaders in business, relationships, and life. If that resonates with you, then go to menareforged.com to check out more. So if you're a rising manager or an emerging leader and executive in your organization, go check out menareforged.com because we are making leaders less transactional and more transformational in their leadership abilities by building soft skills like problem solving and decision making. So, and hope you enjoyed the episode today, but go to menareforged.com for more.
No, but I was just saying perfection, it just really does just hold us back, that mindset.
Definitely. And it all plays out though. So if you address your inner life and, in using my language, you allow God to change your story about who you are and about what, you know, let's say failure or success means, well, then your behaviors will follow that. And so therefore I wasn't having to hide in the toilet every time I had to treat a patient because I realized, oh, it's just a purple pancake. It doesn't matter if it actually doesn't work. And then because I did that, I gained more confidence and therefore I had the ability to make bigger risks and to take, to put myself out there with more self-assurance and more self-confidence. And then because of that, you get some successes under your belt. Therefore, your self-esteem grows. Therefore, you change your story. And therefore, you can go out and take the next risk. So, you know, definitely, whereas the alternative is just to fake it until you make it, to continue just pretending your whole life, not address the inner life, but just run to stand still. So to make yourself so busy that you don't have to address what's happening in your heart and your soul. And then just keep going up the corporate ladder. But then you hit your 40s and actually you don't know who you are, and who you are on the inside is just that insecure kid that was insecure in the first place. And that hasn't changed. So I truly am thankful that I've been taken on a journey where I've been learning to learn to live from the inside out. So the successes I have on the outside, I think are representative of what's happened on the inside. I don't feel like there's this dissonance between what people see of me outside and what they see on the inside. I'm happy to cry. I'm happy to talk about my stuff ups and my failures on the outside. But I'm also secure enough on the inside to know that I'm loved, I'm accepted, I'm forgiven, I'm complete in Christ. And that's a really important thing, that your inner life shapes your success, not the other way around, because it just doesn't work to be a pancake people, wide and thin, or to live from the outside in. It's just not the way you want to live.
Yeah, that my actions dictate my identity. That's just a recipe for destruction. Because it is interesting. I saw a stat recently, like 80% of like CEOs have imposter syndrome.
Well, what's fascinating, I mean, I heard a podcast on narcissism and, you know, just how many CEOs are actually clinically narcissistic. So there's this fascinating, I don't know if it was a study, I read it in a book by Jamin Fraser, and he said that when people, if people don't address the inner life, don't address their insecurities. So if people are insecure and they strive and they drive to break that insecurity through their work, well, then they're typically really successful for the first 20 years because they're the A-type personalities. They never stop. They'll work until they burn out. Do you know what I mean? And so they often actually achieve a lot, but then they hit their kind of mid-30s, 40s, and actually they're a nightmare because that they're not the type of boss you want to work for because they're insecure. And you know, they don't back you. You don't trust them. They don't, you know, you just, because their inner life isn't healthy, well, it plays out in everything. Whereas he said, people who aren't insecure, they don't do so well in their 20s and 30s career-wise because they're not as driven, but they're much more successful over time in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. So again, I think that just backs up exactly what we've been talking about. There's a way to become successful that is really successful, and there's a way to get success that is actually really unsuccessful, that will break down your heart and your marriages and your teams.
Daniel, that's so good. That is really good. I mean, I think that's my saving grace, probably because I came out of university, college, just not really having a lot of self-confidence, not really knowing who I was. And instead of pouring that into being a career person and God slamming doors through career, it led to me going, okay, well, I got to start here. I got to start. What are you teaching me in here? And then go, like you said, the three things of really community Really, all right, what's the vocation that really is going to feed this and make me a better man, not the other way around?
Yeah. So. And marriage as well, you know, who are you going to do life with? That's a big journey of the inner life, you know, that changes. Yeah.
Yeah. This is such a, oh man, I feel like I'm probably going to have to put that one on replay. You know, that's really good, because I think so many
trust me, there's better movies to watch again than listening to this podcast twice.
That is true, but yeah, just the whole idea that 20s and 30s were meant to be more long-lasting change versus like immediate, like I gotta make $1 million before I'm 30 kind of thing. And so that's just that's a powerful mindset to kind of shift with a lot of my guys. So
yeah, I mean, I'm a you know, I work as a productivity coach and trainer. That's what I do, you know, in terms of speaking about digital technology and making space and all that stuff. But when I coach, I often coach, let's say, leaders, businessmen who are, again, often in their 40s is when I'll end up coaching them. They've gained enough success where they're making money, they're doing well in their career, but they're often so smashed with work that they're actually not enjoying life. I mean, they're just exhausted. And as much as they enjoy being an entrepreneur, they kind of, there's this love-hate relationship with how much work they have and how much time they're online. And the first question I'll often ask is, well, let's not plan how you can go forwards with your business, and let's not start with your personal productivity skills, which is why they usually get me to coach them. Yeah. Let's map out, what's your ideal lifestyle? You know, what's the things that really matter to you? And it always comes back to the same stuff. Well, I want more time with my kids. Mm-hmm. I want to have more time for myself, you know, and there's this kind of undergirding. I do want to know who I am and that sense of spirituality. Mm-hmm. I want more time with friends. So we know the things that are really important to us. We just need to, so I say, you want to design a business with space in it from the start. You don't want to end up smashing yourself and then having a business you kind of hate, having a triple bypass with, you know, two divorces and your kids don't know you. Like, so you want to start with the end in mind, even if it's a slower process.
Yeah.
And that usually requires making the space to think deeply and address your inner life as you build a successful career.
Yeah. Not to jump ahead, but yeah, I mean, how do you encourage men to go think deeply about themselves, that inner life, and go deeper in the inner life? Yeah.
I mean, so firstly, that's a good question. There's a lot in that.
I mean, maybe what's step one? Because I think I know a lot of men where they're like, no.
Well, look, step one, this is a new step, and it wasn't step one before. I think step one has changed. And this is why I wrote a book about making space and technology. Mm-hmm. Step one is turn off your phone and actually give yourself some digital free space. I think there was this fascinating study from the University of Virginia where a guy called Timothy Wilson got American subjects into a room and said, be in a room by yourself for 6 to 15 minutes without a phone or any device and just think of your own thoughts. And I think the majority of people didn't enjoy being by themselves just to sit in silence for 6 to 15 minutes, even if it was in their own lounge room, so it was a comfortable environment. And then he thought, well, would people prefer to think their own thoughts or to have something actually physically bad happen to them? And so he shocked them with electricity that was so painful that they said they would pay $5 to not have that electric shock again. And then he put those guys he put another cohort in the room who had that shock before and said, sit and think your own thoughts, but I don't recommend this, but there is this electrocution machine in the corner. If you want to zap yourself, feel free. And like 67% of men chose to shock themselves with painful shocks rather than spend 15 minutes thinking about their thoughts in silence. 25% of women, but 67% of men, right? And so there's something about the way we've developed masculinity in the West where we go from one thing to the next and we become kind of hyper-addicted to distraction and to movement, and we've never actually learned to sit and enjoy our own thoughts. And if you can't sit in silence and reflect on your day and the data in your life, the emotions that you're feeling, and even the meaning strategically to the things that you've talked about in the day, well, then you're not going to be a thought leader. you're not going to be a healthy human, and you're not going to be a person of faith, you know, in a really deep sense.
This daily insight was taken from the podcast, so if you want more of this episode, please go to the description and click on the full episode. If this resonated with you, please feel free to share with anyone you know, as well as going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a review or subscribing on Spotify. For video content, go to YouTube and check out the Men Are Forged YouTube page. Appreciate you listening, and I will see you on the next Daily Insight.